the second quarter, probably your best spell there.
You got
the running game going. You outscored them, I think, by 7 points to one at that stage, and things were looking good for Tyrone. But you didn't maintain that level of performance in the second half.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the case. It's hard to keep your best game going for all of the game, and I suppose it's important that you find at least purple patches where you put scores on the board. You could have a purple patch and still not be forging ahead. So the fact that we did get ahead there, we knew they're always going to be a threat, because Mickey Newman is a good free kicker and he kicked a lot of points from frees there during the game. I suppose again it was a question of adjusting and adapting to the referee's interpretation of fouls, because in the last number of games we played, I didn't see the hand going up very much at all, but today he seemed to be back in line with putting the hand up on many opportunities that in the past number of games we wouldn't have had frees against us for. So I think the players had to adjust to that, and maybe that put them on their back foot for a little bit of the game as well.
First 20 minutes of the second half under severe pressure, but very clinical on the counter attack. Nailed, 90% of the chances that you created.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's about the return of the shots that you get. If you can get enough of them returned for scores, then you're giving yourself breathing space. If you're wayward with those opportunities, then that usually comes back to bite you. So, yeah, we'll be happy that we got quite a few scores on the board. And we ended up with quite a decent score today against a formidable side who were probably fighting to get away from the other end of the table.
And barring the goal, Mickey, after whatever it was, 30 seconds, you've snuffed out plenty of goal chances. It seems to be going well in that area of the field.
Yeah, well, we do think that we are good defensively, and we have to keep working on that, because you must be sound at the back in order for the chances you get up the front to count. So if you're getting loads of scores but very leaky at the back, then that probably won't get you enough wins that you want. So you had to get the balance between being mean in defence and prolific up front. If you could get that, then you'd be in a good place.
Where are you fixed injury-wise? I know.
Well, we'll not know the detail of it until, I suppose, the physio and people spend some time on it. But Conor Miley looks like a hamstring. Ronnie O'Neill hurt his back. He doesn't know what happened to it. It wasn't a hit or anything. It just happened. One of those things. And other men are sort of... Ronan McNamee's ankle, I think early on was his ankle. So yeah, we've a few walking wounded today, but we have a fortnight now to prepare for the next game, and we're still, our promotion push is still intact, so that's the main thing.
Have you anyone else come back into the panel before the next fortnight?
It's hard to tell if any of them will be ready just to go right into the panel, but I just won't be able to say that at the moment.
It is possible, maybe when we get all the results in, that Tyrone are promoted today. Should that be the case, will you show a bit of neighbourly compassion to Armagh next week or 2 weeks?
No, I think we want to do as well as we can in every game that we play, and if results dictate that we're in the final after this, then that'll be brilliant. But I'll not say we're in the final or that we're in Division 1 until it's mathematically impossible not to be there. So we'll keep our feet on the ground and we'll enjoy the fact there'll be 5 wins, and we'll have to go and look for more points.
That winning habit, it's very hard to beat, and it gives players confidence, young and old, and you can see the young players, even young fellas that haven't had much game time, really rising to it today.
That's true. It's all about winning, and it breeds confidence when teams are winning, and when you get on a winning streak, you want to stay on it as long as possible, and you know that someday it'll come to an end, but you want that to be as far down the season as possible. So we're really going to keep our feet on the ground, keep trying to work on things that'll make us better, and that each game we play we'll learn something from it so that we can apply it in the game after that.
Important to get that league final appearance as well. It brings you up to 3 or 4 weeks ahead of your championship game, and it keeps things fresh.
For sure, it'd be great to get to the league final. As you say, it gives us another competitive match when the league rounds are over, and it gives us a run out in Crow Park, which is something we always very much are very fond of. So yeah, we really want to get there, and whatever it takes to get there, we'll have to be about the business of trying to achieve that.